Super Tuesday, make or break day for the Democratic presidential candidates. It's the moderates led by Mike Bloomberg and Joe Biden.
Look, folks, this time we got to bring around everybody. Democrats, Republicans, independents of every stripe.
Versus the progressive wing of the party led by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
There is a massive effort trying to stop Bernie Sanders. That's not a secret to anybody in this room. The corporate establishment is coming together. The political establishment is coming together, and they will do everything. They are really getting nervous that working people are standing up.
Today, though, for the candidates, is a day to shake hands, slap some backs, not a day to probe the issues deeply. But for many voters concerned about where the candidates stand on immigration policies, they're still waiting on specifics from most of the candidates. Here's the world's immigration editor, Monica Campbell.
The other night at a campaign event in San Francisco for Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, a champion for immigrant rights took the mic in front of a young, diverse crowd.
Vice President Julian Castro.
He's stumping for Senator Elizabeth Warren. And the joke is, if she gets the nomination, he'll be her number two. One big reason people are so enthusiastic for the former presidential candidate, especially in California, is how big he went on immigration. He was the first with a plan and the first to propose decriminalizing certain migrants crossing into the U.S. in the debates.
The only way that we're going to guarantee that these kinds of family separations don't happen in the future is that we need to repeal this law. There's still going to be consequences if somebody crosses the border. It's a civil action. Also, we have
he took heat for that. Some critics tagged him the open borders candidate. Since Castro's left the race, immigration has also gone into the shadows, at least on the big stage. I asked him why.
Well, look, it's unfortunate that the debate moderators have chosen not to ask questions about immigration lately the way that they did in the beginning.
The moderators have a role, sure, but the current candidates are largely sticking to similar talking points, saying they'll start reversing on day one what the Trump administration has done. It's a long to-do list, stopping the travel ban, accepting more refugees, and restoring DACA, the Obama-era program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as kids.
On day one, we will restore the legal status of the 1.8 million young people and their parents who are eligible.
Why do we have a crisis at the border? In no small part because we have withdrawn help from people in Central America who are suffering.
What Donald Trump has done of ripping kids away from their parents is a disgrace.
Here's what I'm going to do as president. I'm going to make sure that we end every executive order this president, Trump, has instituted.
That was Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Mike Bloomberg, and Joe Biden. For people who've been working on immigration for years, they also want to hear what a Democratic president would do on day two, beyond reversing Trump's policies.
This is a very defining election because our lives and the lives of our community are at stake.
Christina Jimenez co-founded United We Dream, a large immigrant rights group. She came to New York City undocumented when she was 13 from Ecuador.
It's been disappointing to see that the conversation around immigration has not even been a key part of many of the debates that we've had during the primary seasons.
She wants to hear what exactly the candidates mean when they say things like comprehensive immigration reform.
Comprehensive immigration reform means more enforcement, more punishment, and more criminalization for immigrant communities in exchange of a pathway to citizenship.
The topic may get harder to avoid once it's Trump versus a single Democrat, and if that candidate must get detailed about their plans. Muzaffer Chishti, with the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute, also wonders what if there's an increase of migrants at the border?
What policies are you going to have? Are you going to let all of them in? Hundreds of thousands? If they start taking positions on what they will actually do, then they have to make hard choices.
The Democratic candidates do have plans and support policies that once seemed polarizing. Here's a moment from a presidential debate last summer.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
All the candidates' hands went up, but polls show divisions on that issue. Candidates also proposed temporarily freezing deportations, and they're flip-flopping about that. It could all give Trump an opening to label the Democrats as pro-open borders, even if they're not. And while immigrant rights activist Christina Jimenez has been disappointed in how little the Democrats have spoken about immigration, she says they're better than the alternative.
Because what you see is a completely different rhetoric than what Trump is laying out, with all the Democratic candidates, including those who are moderates, being very clear that they are not in alignment with the policies of the Trump administration with regards to immigrants.
If the Democratic candidates really step up, Jimenez says, it'll be because of movements led by immigrants, the people, families, and voters pushing for change. For The World, Monica Campbell.